Welcome to Mountain Meditation. And for this period of practice, sitting in a chair or on a cushion so that the torso is gently erect. And if you like, just allowing your eyes to close and taking two or three extra long breaths to settle in to this posture that for you embodies a sense of dignity. And allowing the breath to return to its own natural rhythm, allowing awareness to cover the felt sense of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. And sinking a little more deeply into the support of the chair or the cushion, establishing a sense of being grounded, of being rooted in that support. And now, just allowing the image or memory of the most beautiful mountain that you know or know of or can imagine, a mountain whose form speaks personally to you. And just focusing on the image or the feeling of the mountain in your mind's eye, noticing its overall shape, the lofty peak, the base rooted in the rock of the earth's crust, the steep or gently sloping sides, noting as well how massive it is, how unmoving, and how beautiful, whether seen from close up or from a distance. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes. Perhaps it has one prominent peak, or perhaps a series of peaks or a high plateau. However it appears in your mind's eye, just sitting and breathing with the image of this mountain, observing it, noting its qualities. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body so that your body sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one as best you can. Your head becomes the lofty peak or peaks. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid base rooted to your cushion or the chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift, the elevated quality of the mountain. Sensing this deep in and through your spine, inviting yourself to become a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are beyond words and thoughts. a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. And throughout the day, as the sun travels across the sky, the mountain just sits. Light and shadow and colors are changing virtually moment to moment in the mountain's stillness. Even the untrained eye can see these changes by the hour. And as the light changes, as night follows day and day follows night, the mountain just sits simply being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness abiding all change. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very top or in the crag shielded from direct sunlight. In the fall, the mountain may display a coat of brilliant fire colors. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may at times find itself enshrouded in clouds or fog or pelted by freezing rain. The tourists who come to visit the mountain may be disappointed if they can't see the mountain clearly, but it's all the same to the mountain, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds. Broiling or frigid, the mountain just sits, being itself. At times visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain simply sits. Spring comes, the birds sing in the trees once again. Leaves return to the trees which lost them. Flowers bloom in the high meadows and on the slopes. Streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. And through it all, the mountain continues to sit unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, unmoved by the world of appearances. And as we sit holding this image in our minds, we can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything, in the face of everything that changes in our own lives over seconds and hours and years. In our lives and in our mindfulness practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We experience periods of light and dark, vivid color, drab dullness. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world, and in our own lives and minds. Pummeled by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain, and we savor moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, just like the mountains, experiencing a weather and a weathering of its own. By becoming the mountain in meditation, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energies to support our efforts to encounter each moment with wakefulness and equanimity and clarity. It can help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are more like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in high awareness. Since it can hold us. And in holding the mountain in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom that we may not have thought possible, right within the storms of life. Mountains have this to teach us and more if we come to listen. So sitting with this sense of the mountain embodied in you, taking in these qualities, and using your own sense and intuition to bring this practice to a close at just the right time for now.